Kimber Ralstead, she is the administrator for the Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Good morning, Kimber.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, a number of things, but first of all, I want to talk about the Minnesota Hospital Association meeting that was held recently.
Yeah.
And particularly about small rural hospital stuff, and you have some interesting information on that.
The Minnesota Hospital Association has a special committee kind of dedicated to those of us that are small and rural, and I appreciate that. And we recently had a meeting where we got to talk about the federal update and some issues that are going to be facing our small rural hospitals and probably even some of all of our hospitals here over the next several months. And one of the areas, obviously, that we talked a great deal about was the whole reimbursement issue and what possibly could happen if we have sequestration, which is the 2% cuts in the federal programs.
Better known as going over the fiscal cliff, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. Well, at least from our perspective, it's the 2% cuts that we know we're going to get if there's not a budget. And we figured out here at Cook County North Shore Hospital, tried to figure out what kind of a financial impact that would have to us going forward in 2013. And it's a $233,000 impact.
Wow.
Yeah. So I am watching that issue a little bit with bated breath just because it's a pretty substantial piece of change to us. And we didn't incorporate it into our 2013 budget, but it's an item actually on the piece of paper so that we always keep it in mind just because.
Well, you know, you and I talked before we went on the air last week, actually, talk a little bit about it. It seems to me that there really isn't. I mean, if sequestration takes place, I haven't heard, although I'm sure there's some way to get out of it at a later date. But that just makes things muddier as far as the fiscal end of it is concerned, because somebody's either got to give the money back or you don't get the money when you want it. How does that work?
Well, part of what happens is as many people that have used our services know, they come in, we don't get money right away, generally. We actually end up sending a bill, and for people that have Medicare and other insurances, et cetera, we'll send that bill to the insurance company. For Medicare, we send it to what's called the intermediary, which happens to be Noridian. So when people get their statements from Noridian, well, if there has been a proposed change in the reimbursement structure, in this case, a possible 2% cut, if there's not anything online saying, hey, there's the potential that we might reverse that, Noridian will go ahead and process our claims, and they will do the 2% reduction. And if something would change, they would come back and say, well, you know, what we need to do probably is have you send the money back, reprocess all the claims, and then we'll send you a corrected money and corrected claims for the future. Sometimes what they do is if there's something in the works, they'll hold our claims for a period of time to say, okay, we want to process them correctly for you, and we want them to do that as well. And so they'll hold them for a period of time. Usually they'll hold them up for 10 to 15 days and then see what happens, and then we'll go ahead and go through the process. But, you know, that can have some impact for everybody.
Sounds like it raises havoc with your cash flow.
Well, it raises havoc with the cash flow and with the processes that our billers have to do, because you're having to touch that claim multiple times then.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
I've got my fingers crossed, and I'm watching what happens. But my crystal ball's not very good, and so if anybody knows, I'd really like to kind of know what
maybe
happened.
Maybe a well placed email or a phone call to our Congress people might not hurt any.
Well, I've had that opportunity at times to say, you know, please watch this, but. You know, this. I think it was even higher than at least our provider or our. I always say providers, but our legislators, because it was really the committee that was working on the budget that kind of didn't do anything last spring and summer. So we'll see what happens.
We've been speaking with Kimber Ralstead. She's the administrator for the North Shore, Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center, and we'll keep our eye on. The ball as it rolls ahead toward the first of the year, and hope that we can put sequestration on hold. I'm sure you'd like that.
I would like that very much.
Okay, Kimber, thanks so much.
Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.